Welcome back, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX, a few minutes past 2 p.m. Sue at 2 is back. She's been hanging out with Reardon at Fish Fries. How'd that all go?
It was great.
Good.
It was delicious. There was one that they seated us down the hall from the fryers, and they had a big fan going. So I had to wash everything that I was wearing that day, including my shoes.
Yeah, wow.
But they were delicious. Not the shoes. All of the food.
I bet they would be if they had all that good smell.
That's how I smelled for 5 years when I worked at Mr. Donut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never didn't smell like a donut.
I learned quickly I had to have a specific set of, like, because you just wore like a polo and jeans and shoes at Woody's, but I learned you had to have like a full set of work specific clothes because that smell was not coming out.
You were more dressed up at Woody's than you are here.
Yeah, that is correct.
I think it got into the leather of my purse. Oh, and I had to air that out. I've never had anything like it, but it's only because we were downwind of the fryer and it was a warm day and they had everything open.
Yes, I would hate to have fry grease smelling leather.
It's
that wouldn't be weird. That wouldn't be the dream of my lifetime or anything.
I'm sorry, there's a person outside the window. It just freaked me out.
Yeah, he's been there for a couple months now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
every now and again, he holds up. Every now and again, he holds up a sign that says, "Where's Sue? I want to see Sue."
We told him you'd be back today.
Great. Hi, sir.
Sue, important question.
Yeah.
How many chuggas come before the choo-choo?
Okay. Chugga, chugga. I think
she gets it too.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo, chugga, two. Chugga.
Ooh, now two is interesting.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
Minimalist.
Yeah,
two is interesting.
You're fast on the draw.
She's not wasting time. That's efficient.
Why? What? Oh, is there a
chugga,
debate?
Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
Oh, no, it's just chugga, chugga, choo-choo. Why? What did you think?
I'd never heard
of chugga, choo-choo.
I mean, didn't know what a train was.
Wait, it has wheels?
Kind of.
Sue getting a lot of love.
Oh.
Brian says, fantastic. Andrew says, St. Peter's loves Sue. It's nice.
Thank you.
It's nice
That's
to be liked.
That's very nice. It is.
And we will reward you with Craigslist.
Oh, yes.
We've been saving this for when you came back.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
We refuse to play with anyone else.
Mm-hmm. I doubt that's true, but I appreciate the waiting.
Let's start with a beef calf.
Wait a minute. I have to have a piece of paper.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Oh, sorry. I will wait for everyone to prepare.
That's all right. I got a bunch.
Got it.
Okay. Craigslist prices, right? Let me just explain it to the folks who have never heard it before.
Yeah.
Basically, we go on our local Craigslist listings. We find different things that people are selling, and it's up to the guys on the show to guess how much they think these items are going for. Whoever is closest to the price wins, and I actually go buy them these items.
Yes.
I drive everybody's house.
I have a whole room full.
Man, where's my delivery?
It's a lot of work.
Oh, I don't win anything. I'm always bad at this.
That is a lot of work, Rachel, and you've got some crazy stuff.
We're going to start with a beef calf. Raise your own out of Staunton, Illinois. A beautiful beef calf for sale. He was born mid-November, so just now 5 months old.
What's a non-beef calf?
Thank you.
Probably a milk cow.
Oh.
Or an ugly
calf.
Wait, you can have a calf of a different animal, perhaps?
Yeah. You can have like a goat calf.
Oh, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, but they didn't call it like a cow calf. It's a beef calf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to humanize the cows too much. We don't want to make them too cute. This is a lump of beef that hasn't been slaughtered yet.
Oh, God.
He's weaned and ready to go, sired by a Highland, if that means anything to you.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty.
Oh, those are so cute.
And is a big Shorthorn Angus Simmental. Okay. The Highland crosses result well in well-marbled beef.
I'm laughing at him.
It's okay.
I just thought Simmental, whatever.
I thought
that was funny.
So how much do you think a beef calf
Probably
costs?
Probably a lot.
They got that on Craigslist?
You can. There's actually a whole livestock section.
Yeah, that's like a huge thing on Craigslist.
$5,000.
Ooh, okay. That's a good guess.
I'm going to say, this is tough, $400.
What?
It's just a beef calf. You know, it's not a full-sized beef.
All right, Rachel.
It's not a big beef.
I'm going to say $2,000.
Okay.
I'll go in the middle and say $1,000.
Dave and Sue are both equidistant from the $1,500 price.
Do we have to have a slap fight?
Yeah.
What?
Do you want to see how we used to slap fight?
Or thumb wrestle.
Yeah.
Can I show you?
No.
If you're watching on the thing.
Yeah.
You have to put your hand over your face?
You have to put your hand over your face.
You have to put your hand over your face,
waddle
stick
around.
Your arm under it, and then you could slap the other person. Is this the weirdest show you've ever been on today?
No, that's great.
I would pretend like I was putting my hand over my face, and then once you put yours over, I just wouldn't, and then I'd slap you.
I'm going to give that
Andrew's
one to
like,
Sue.
I'm a cheater.
I was about to be magnanimous and say, why don't we each get a point since I was
I would agree.
All right, let's give one to each. All right, thank you.
But now I know where your allegiances lie.
Well, I just haven't seen Sue in a while. I want to do something nice for her.
She's tired
thank
of me.
You.
Next up, we have a Remington typewriter vintage out of Washington, Missouri
in good condition.
I do love those.
Mm-hmm. It has a new ribbon. The keystroke is good. Carriage doesn't advance. Rusting and pitting. Good shelf sitter. How much
got bad
is
there
going
at the end.
For?
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a turn.
It really
everything
did.
Everything is perfect on it except everything else that doesn't work.
It's been peed on.
It did say good condition, not excellent. Mm-hmm. I will say $50.
$20.
$75.
$40.
Okay, we have an
equidistance
again? It's $45.
Oh.
So Sue and Wheels, I guess.
All right.
Them's the rules.
Yeah.
Those are the new rules.
Them's the breaks.
A WWF chair from Monday Night Raw. I have a chair from Monday Night Raw at Madison Square Garden in 2006. That's the only information we have.
No picture?
There is a picture. It looks cool.
Does it look kind of like a Cardinals seat?
Like a stadium seat?
No, it's a folding chair.
Yeah, it's a folding chair.
It's
just
on the
floor.
Remember, because then they can throw them into the ring and they can whoop on each other with them.
I'm kind of calling BS because you could just put a folding chair in there and be like, yeah, I got this at this.
No, it's has the emblem and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'm going to say... Wait, I went first last time, Dave.
I'll go first. I'll say $100.
Okay.
Oh, I was gonna say $50.
Mm-hmm.
$120, because I think this guy thinks it's something.
Okay.
$50 and $120. All right, I'm gonna say $75.
Andrew takes this one. It's $125.
Nice job, Andrew.
Nicely played.
Yeah. Well, way to weed that person. Why did I say that so bad? Way to read that person.
way to weed
that person.
Way to get
did you get another shingles vaccine?
No! I think the chugga thing messed me up.
He really thought he was like in another
I did.
Universe.
I was like, what are you guys even talking about?
It's so weird that you don't know that.
Because it was like on television.
Yes.
No, I mean, I've heard people do that, but
it's
I never
a cultural
like,
signpost.
You're like talking about like how many of them. I just thought it was a noise. I didn't think it was a
thing.
Yeah.
Next
was
up,
a noise.
Doy.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Next up, we have frizzled Easter egger hatching eggs.
Easy.
I'm sorry.
That's
what
it's called.
Frizzled what?
So just, this is a type of chicken.
Let's all stop saying it. It's kind of chicken?
Frizzled chickens are a type of chicken. They're like fluffy looking.
Okay.
Oh
yeah, the fluffy.
Like the woolly mice.
Yes.
So it's a chicken.
It's a chicken.
Oh, thank you, Andrew.
Like
I wasn't
beef
clear.
Okay.
Please, they beg you to please understand the genetics of these chickens. Otherwise, do your research because approximately 50% of the chicks hatched will be fuzzy.
Kevin's cheating.
How many you get?
I'm not cheating.
Kevin? A dozen.
I'm looking at a picture of a chicken.
He's looking up fuzzies on the internet.
I've never seen these.
That's what we call cheating.
Yes.
I didn't look at the price.
Madam Judge.
How do you not do that, Judge?
I should get Kevin's points because I noticed
it. I'll take a negative. I just had to see it.
We're going
to
cross him off from his point that he got.
Sorry, Kevin.
I feel bad because he's definitely not
cheating.
We're
just looking it up.
I know.
Well, what if it says I've got a frizzle?
He's 100% not cheating.
It's just pictures of chickens.
He just Googled chicken fuzzy.
Yeah. They're weird.
It's going to be my prison nickname.
Fuzzy chicken.
So a dozen frizzles.
A dozen hatching eggs.
It's
not a dozen chicken. It's the eggs.
Then I'm going to say $70.
Yeah, that's like the price of a regular dozen eggs these days.
That's a
know
good,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I heard that.
Y'all with me?
Mm.
I know that's right. Let me do, I'll do 25.
50 range.
I think chickens are cheap.
I don't know.
Not right, frizzles.
Wheels, what did the internet tell you they go for?
It didn't.
Uh-huh.
There's white ones and there's red ones. I thought I was exempt from this and I thought I was in trouble.
No, they took away your points.
Yeah,
oh, I'm not. Right, okay. I don't know. 100.
Kevin's enthusiasm.
Andrew gets this one. They're $30.
Nice work, Andrew.
Because I've looked at chicken. I've looked at getting chickens like pretty recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you allowed?
Yeah, I can have chickens, and I don't have.
I meant you personally.
My chicken license is revoked.
Just seems like the kind of thing.
Wait,
I wouldn't want you to have.
Were you going to build a chicken house?
Well, we would have had
little hammocks.
We would have had to first build a fence. And I kind of stopped there because I forgot that we don't have a fence in the back. And I was like, we can have chickens.
That's
and
pretty
Megan's
invested
like,
for you.
Yeah. And Megan's like, we need to build like an entire fence. And I'm like,
you just use chicken wire. That's cheap.
Yeah. But then like there are like stray dogs too. And there's that. Remember the monster? The monster is still out there.
The dog with Alzheimer's?
No, that wasn't the monster was hunting the dog with Alzheimer's.
Do I need
this
a refresher?
This is deep into DGS lore.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is canon.
Yeah. There's a
refresher memories on the monster.
There's like a goblin, a ghoulie, some kind of boogan who lives in the neighborhood. And you know where I can tell you where it is.
Preys on dementia dogs.
It preys on some of the animals if they're not careful. And my parents' dog had dementia, and they used to be very careful when we would be out walking him at night. Because
of the boogan.
Because of the boogan. And you can see it. I mean, you can't really tell what it is, but you can see it if it's like following you or
is
whatever.
Is the boogan in human form?
No,
like,
it's like
wear
some
a hat.
No, it's like some sort of critter. You can tell where it is if you stand outside like at night because you can hear like dogs barking throughout the neighborhood.
Did you make up the word boogan?
No, I heard it on Bender said it on Futurama one time.
Oh, okay.
I think Wheeler has questions.
Yes, he's very confused.
Yeah, I guess we haven't talked about this since you were on the show. Yes, Kevin.
What could it be? Other I think it may be a coyote.
I think it's probably like a coyote or something like that. I think it's got to be. It's good sized, whatever it is. It's not like massive, but it's.
I mean,
what if it's a kid?
You can see it like a kid on all fours.
Coyotes aren't that big. They're
following us around.
Regular sized dogs.
Yeah, I think it's like a big coyote.
Where are we?
We're about to do the next list.
Okay,
you can see it in the shadows. Yes. It's the size. It's up to your knees.
This one's out of Arnold, a 1940s Wilson baseball glove in excellent condition.
I've bought four gloves in the past 4 months.
Oh, wow. Then you, okay.
Yeah. So
you said
I
an
will
80s
go
Wilson?
40s.
40s Wilson. So that's an old flappy one.
$70.
Shoot. Dave knows what he's
talking about.
That's
probably way too much, though. I'd go under me.
I'm going to go 20.
20?
$10.
All right, well then, that leaves me with 15.
Who is the closest to 40? I lost track.
15.
I think maybe
40.
Dave.
Dave, what did you say?
I said 70.
Oh, we all said under 20. So
I said 20,
but
so that I'm closest.
Yeah, Wheels gets his point.
I'm out of jail.
With the baseball glove. Do you guys know who Stoney Stonewall Smith is from the 60s?
Hmm.
No.
He's an action figure.
Stoney
Stonewall out of Festus. I'm just going to skip this one.
I was going to Google it, but then I'd go to jail again.
A Festus action figure named Stoney Stonehide.
Rachel was taking a swing that we'd know what that was.
I'm like, everyone's going to know this. How about a sexy, beautiful Cindy Crawford 8x10 bathing suit beach ocean water?
$1 million.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah, no price too high.
What was it?
Here for sale.
You just want to hear her say it again.
Yeah, it does.
Here for sale is an 8x10 photo of Cindy Crawford, a great, beautiful picture of one of the most famous supermodels of all time. The picture is on Kodak professional paper, high quality, would be a great picture to get autographed.
I love that it's an 8x10.
Oh, okay.
If
I could get Cindy Crawford to autograph, I wouldn't need your stupid picture that you've had in your scuzzy house for the last 30 years.
Well,
it's an 8x10, like it's a senior picture.
$4.
$4?
Yeah, I'll pay 20 not to get it.
I guess I'll say $8 because it's like, come on.
I'll say $10, but if I get it, I'll give it to you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Wheels gets another one. This is $5.
Yeah.
Huh.
Does she have wallet size?
Ooh. Wallet
size. God, like, remember those.
He's going to take it out like he's showing pictures of his kid.
Handing those out
in
school.
You remember when you actually had the fold-out thing that held your family's pictures in your wallet?
Yeah.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That was the craziest thing. Your wallet's like twice, three times the size of what it should be because you got just, yeah, there's my dogs, there's my kid.
Aw.
Let's do one more listing. I think Wheels is in the lead.
Yeah.
What?
No, even he's with tied my with cheating. Andrew and Sue. Everyone is tied except Dave. This will be the decider.
I like how she put that. Everyone leaves except you, guy with the wrench.
Everyone is tied.
And you.
Oh, dear.
All right, here's our final listing, you guys. Lion Pez. No feet.
Oh.
Out of Arnold.
That sounds like something the kids would say.
It's in nice condition. Yeah, like, he's got ribs.
No calf.
He's got lion's head.
No feet.
No calf.
No feet.
It all gas, no brakes, and no feet.
It obviously means that feet on the lion's pez is the thing. I'm going to say $5.
I've never seen feet on pez.
I haven't either. That must be a thing.
No feet.
No feet.
What did you say, Sue?
$5.
$5? I'm going to say $8 again.
Okay. All right.
He's smoking pot.
I don't know.
He's like, $8 again. $8.
I'm going last since I'm in last place.
All right. Okay. $2.
$11.
Dave, you win. Ah! Guess how much they want for this thing.
How much?
$60.
Because of no feet.
He doesn't even have feet.
No feet.
Come on. No feet.
Why are they charging so much?
Are you no feet for real?
You know how your brain has a yes, I should say it, and a no, I shouldn't? Yours... You need a battery replacement.
No, mine just is always yup. Get that out there. Hustle up.
You can just see. You think it, then go like, that's gold.
Oh, I missed this show.
What was it again? Lion, Pez, no feet.
No feet.
No feet, no cap.
Dude, he's lying, Pez. Feet? No feet.
No feet. We can change it to that. Does that mean for real? It's got no feet.
You got no feet. What am I doing?
Triton exterior.
Am I doing it?
Yes.
No feet.
You didn't say that over there.
Oh, sorry. I didn't write it down. For a pal and a confidant.
Welcome back, DGS. Wow, 226. Look at that.
Went long with Craigslist.
No barely feet. Enough time to tell you foods that have the widest swings between being good or bad.
Oh. Okay.
Peaches.
Oh, that's true. You get a bad peach.
Listen, and I know you're talking about the real peach, but there is no worse fake flavor than peach. Possibly banana.
Yeah.
Banana.
You know?
Yeah.
Good call.
I don't like fake flavors at all. And I really don't like things that taste like other things, like a potato chip that tastes like pickles or something like that.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Cognitive dissonance. Salmon.
I'll pretty much eat any type of salmon.
Yeah,
I'm right there with you.
I mean, unless it's burnt.
You're so weird today. It's making everything weird.
Is he weird or are we weird? It's hard to tell.
Oh, it's him. No, it's him. It's us 99 times. Out of 100.
99 times, but this ain't one.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what we're talking about, though? Or are we talking about, one day salmon's good for you, the next day it isn't? Or
no,
are you
I
just
think
saying
it's
how
more
it's cooked?
Like you can have a really good piece of salmon, or you can have that funky piece of salmon.
Oh, funky fish is never good.
Scrambled eggs.
Yep.
Yeah, you can overdo those, and they're terrible and rubbery.
They're worst when they're, like, underdone, though. Just, ugh.
Yeah, I don't like a rice scrambled egg. I don't even know you.
What have you done with Kevin Wheeler? Well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me and the car. Seems that I'm always thinking of. Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Time to talk to our pal Bernie Miklas. Bern, can you hear me?
I think we're going to get him on the phone.
Okay. Let's all pretend we're asleep.
Pretend.
He'll be so fooled when he gets on.
Should you guys do that, like, with your buddies?
Oh, my gosh. It was a huge thing in the Glover family, I loved it. Loved it. The joke never got old to me.
Wait, what is the joke?
So, like, just like, it's Easter.
Okay.
And we have 12 people in the house, and then we see you pull up, and someone goes, act like you're asleep. And then everyone in the family pretends to be asleep.
Wait, even when I come in and you're
especially
just
especially when you come in.
And then you guys go like, it's surprise.
It's for your benefit.
Yeah.
Yes. Bernie's with us now. Hey, Bern.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Bernie.
Oh, no.
That didn't sound good.
Yeah, he just made a funny noise. Boink.
I think we lost him.
How awesome would that be if that he really just did that? Boink.
He caught us like he was asleep.
Yeah, right.
He was pretending to sleep on us.
Yes. He turned it around on us, like, yeah. You doy.
Yeah, we used to do that. Like, I used to do that to my brother when we were kids, because he would always try to, like, mess with me or, like, play a prank on me, so I would pretend I was asleep, and then when he would get close.
You must have been horrifying.
Well, I mean, he was messing with me. If he wasn't messing with me, we'd have nothing to worry about.
That's what he gets.
That's what little brothers get. You got to teach them.
No feet.
No feet.
No feet.
No feet. Lion Pez, no feet.
No feet.
That's going to catch on.
All gas, well, no brakes,
I'm
no
gonna,
feet.
I'm going to be at home watching TikTok, and someone's going to be like, Lion Pez, no feet. I made that up.
He's got Riz, no feet, though.
Sue, so how big are you on going to the Cardinals games?
I like to go once or twice a year and eat a dog, a kosher dog with onion and mustard.
There you go. All
right.
And a little bit of popcorn, maybe some peanuts. I do a lot of eating while there.
Mm-hmm.
And just watch it, but a nice breeze. So, yes, I like to go, but I don't go too much. I don't like to sit in the sun when it's super hot.
So you have a narrow band.
But I have a narrow band, and when I go, I love it.
Okay. Bernie's with us now. Hello, Bern.
Hello. This will be interesting because it – I know I'm on the phone and it should be pretty simple, but, you know, on my end, all I'm hearing is like all of your voices in like simultaneous echo. So I can honestly say that I never used, any kind of LSD or anything like that,
but this is pretty close.
This could be what it's like. So anyway, let's give it a go. What the heck?
Let's try it. So my question for you and Wheels, and I'll have you answer first. So far, so good. A lot of good things, a lot of fun things. Let's say 2 months from now, we are 500 and things aren't going so well. What sort of things do you fear would have happened, if that question makes sense? What sort of things could go wrong that you think are more likely than not to go wrong if something does?
Well, I think it'd be the starting pitching would deteriorate because there is some underlying vulnerability. There's also some underlying vulnerability in the bullpen. The offense is off to a good start, but we've also seen a team that basically, except for a couple games in Boston, just cannot hit on the road. But that could be just a temporary thing. I think the defense will hold up. I think that they'll play fundamentally sound. But you know, there's no big mystery here. I mean, if you pitch, you have a chance to win. If you pitch well, you can be a really good team. But like last year, the Cardinals pitched solidly, and the bullpen was great, but they still didn't make the playoffs. So you can have really good pitching. You can have a great bullpen, but if you don't hit, you're going to be a mediocre team. Like, in other words, you got to have both areas be solid. You can't have a really good offense and a mediocre pitching staff, and you can't have a really good pitching staff and a mediocre or worse offense. I mean, you know, it's just they got to put both parts of their game together, and they don't have to be the 1927 Yankees. They just have to be solid.
Yeah, I would agree, Byrne, that the thing that would be most likely to go wrong would be the pitching, the rotation kind of crumbles a little bit. Guys either fall off or get hurt. My biggest concern, the thing that would worry me the most, would be if it's the young hitters all regressing and not being able to be competitive. That would be the thing that would concern me the most, but I don't think that's going to happen, but if that were the case, that would be major concern for, like, the next year or two also.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, you know, if that's the case, where they regress to the point where it becomes a real problem, then the Cardinals are going to have to reevaluate a lot of important stuff.
Yeah.
Heim Bloom's going to have to evaluate a lot of important stuff going forward, because how long do you ride with the group when, especially after they sort of raised your expectations because they started the season well? But if they start to kind of like sink down that hole again, well, at what point do you just say, well, enough's enough? And I'm not talking about all these guys. I think Nootbaar's a hell of a player when he's healthy. I think Brendan Donovan is gold. Yep. I mean, we could go down. We could name a few others, but it's just it's hard to like completely buy in because we've seen this offense struggle so much. But I like the way it looks so far.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, because I'm fascinated by this. I understand that the Cardinals are speaking with one voice, and that one voice is Mo. And I understand the concept of why they're doing that. But to your knowledge, Is Haim beginning to make moves behind the scenes since it'll be his team next year? Is he waiting until the playoffs are over to start making any kind of even subtle movements? Or do you think that it's sort of a transition going, it's just the one voice thing?
Well, he's not going to engineer any moves. He respects boundaries. He's a really classy guy, and he's a very professional guy, and he respects those that he works with. So he's not going to be doing anything devious or trying to do a power grab. It's just not going to work out. And he and Mazalek have a really good relationship. Bill DeWitt and Haim Bloom have a really good relationship. Ali Marmol and Haim Bloom have a really good relationship. The thing about Ali Marmol and Haim Bloom is that they talk. I always make a joke. It's not like they have, Haim Bloom in some silo buried underneath Busch Stadium and he's not allowed to have any human contact, right? No, he and Marmol have conversations. I think Marmol likes to ask him what he thinks about this or that. And no one's ever going to say, yeah, that happened. But I have to believe that some of Ali's decisions that represent a change in his own philosophy. I got to believe maybe Haim Bloom's had some interest in that because if Ali's seeking him out and asking him, well, what do you think? What do you think about leadoffs? Really, I want to know your opinion. I think Bloom has had some influence. But again, I know the Cardinals got to be hush, 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 hush about that. And they'll deny that. I don't know why they would deny that. I mean, aren't they all working for the same team? Haim Bloom by talking to Ali Marmol. It's not like he's staging a palace coup. They're all working for the same team. They all have the same goal to try to do great, right? So anyway, that's the way I see it.
Byrne, you've written about and we've talked about the designated hitter position, and you can outline it if you want, even if the numbers aren't really changing much because they haven't here in the last few days. But Cardinals have had, to simplify it for everybody listening that hasn't heard it, they've had one of the worst DH situations in baseball. So there's 30 teams. They're at the bottom of the DH spot. And most of those at-bats are going to Alec Burleson. Not all of them, but most of them. Do we need to see a different mix in there? Because I feel like no matter what lineup form we're getting, he's a major part of it, and I'm not sure I understand why he's, say, ahead of Gorman in the pecking order at this point.
Well, I agree with that. And listen, I don't have the updated stats, and there's been some contradictory stats, I must say, too. The Cardinals, but they have a very low RBI total from DH. It's not a lot of impact. Well, what I would do is Gorman is going to have to get more of an opportunity. He just hadn't played much, injury, but also just being platooned or whatever. The thing I would really focus on is making Ivan Herrera DH.
Yeah.
And because, number one, the two other guys, but especially Pages, I have to concede, he is vastly superior defensively. Mm-hmm. He's got a 40% throwout rate on stolen bases, and the other guys, he's nailed one out of two guys trying to steal. So those two together have, thrown out nearly 50% of the runners. And, Herrera's 0 for 7. And you really notice the change when Herrera's not behind the plate in terms of that, stopping the running game. Herrera is a natural-born hitter. Just let him do what he does best. Do I think they're going to do that? No, I don't think they're going to do that, but that's what they should do. Get him as many games as possible in the lineup as a hitter, and then you can play Pages perhaps more than you originally thought in terms of starting him at catcher.
Can we have you talk about Saliga before we let you go for the weekend, Byrne?
I'd be happy. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and let's go Blues and all that other good stuff. I've got
something to say that might Welcome back, DGS. A few minutes shy of 3 p.m. Do people say that anymore?
What?
P.m.?
Just like shy, it's a bit shy of 3 p.m. It's like quarter till. Like
yeah.
Phoebe said, I have no idea what you're talking about when you say quarter till.
Well, she probably
what?
Didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Did she? She probably didn't grow up with like a traditional looking
right.
clock.
Right. No. No. Uh-uh.
I still say quarter till. I mean.
Yeah.
Half past a monkey's ass.
Well, there's a finish to that.
I learned that
in
law school.
There's a finish to that you don't want to go
yeah,
through.
Yeah, there is. Quarter till of stuff. So here's the world we live in now. A hot dog place out east. The grandpa used Peeps as the bun and said Easter dog special, and now it's gone viral and everyone's trying it.
And Grandpa came up with it?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I will not eat that. Thank you.
Yeah, hard no.
Rach?
Describe it again.
So instead of a bun, it's a hot dog on a Peep bun. So the Peeps are the bun.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
How's that not going to melt?
Oh, it's going to melt, Kevin. It's going to be a mess. Ugh.
No, thank you.
Want to hear the boring top five Easter candies?
Yes.
Robin eggs, jelly beans. What a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty, but.
Well, you got to get like the jelly bellies or get the.
Don't want it in any form. Yeah.
Can anyone name the top three?
It's got to be Reese's. Reese's has to be on there.
Number one.
Yes.
The peanut butter egg.
The best.
That's the best.
Cadbury egg?
Cadbury cream number three. Ugh. Number two is a classic.
The chocolate bunny?
The chocolate Easter bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Do you eat the ears or the butt?
First?
Ears.
Yeah.
Ears.
Always the ears, right?
I don't know.
The last was always the... would have been a classic radio moment.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I say the part you always say for the last was the part that had the little hard candies attached, like to the eyeballs or whatever, the face.
Yeah, I didn't like those.
No?
No.
I always liked that. It was always like a little bonus.
I'm a butt man, though. I always started there.
Of course you did.
What's that?
The hollow bunnies?
Yeah, I didn't even know they made solid ones until I was in law school.
Yeah, I mean, like the hollow ones, because once you break anything off, the whole thing falls apart.
You know, here's one of the weirder things I did. I used to break the head off and then fill the hollow bunny with frozen orange juice.
Well, that's actually kind of interesting.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, orange and chocolate go together.
Yeah.
Lion Pez.
Yeah.
No feet.
No feet.
No feet.
I did it.
No feet for real.
No feet. That's all I had.
Okay, that's okay. So, Sue, you don't like the Cadbury eggs?
No, I think they're gross.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. It's like a fake sugar yolk. I can't.
That's
exactly what it is.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
People either love them or really dislike them, and I'm afraid I'm in that. Is that your favorite one to eat, or would Reese's beat it?
I mean, at Easter, I like the Cadburys because that's the only time I have them. But Reese's is definitely a higher tier candy for me.
Agreed. And they could just put it in any Morphe shape. You know, they try that Christmas tree and the egg doesn't really look like one. But who cares?
The egg is just kind of a lump.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's a vague circle.
So we're going to do a project with Bissinger's for the fall to commemorate 25 years of DGS.
How nice.
So what type of a candy would you think?
Dark. I'd have to go dark. Oh, you mean for Camel Ice or for you, just DGS?
Yeah.
I would go dark chocolate just because I like that, but I'm not sure what you mean. Are they going to, like, make a specific candy?
Yes.
A little one?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, for example, I was thinking Buckeyes were big in my family.
Yeah. Oh, Buckeyes are awesome. It's like a homemade Reese's, only with dark chocolate. It's unbeatable.
I like that. I think that's what we'll do.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not a bad move.
Thank you, Sue. Good to see you.
Good to see
you. As always.
Thank you.